Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
It is one day before 9/11, and I did a 2-hour and 6-minute special with Cody Snodgrass, CIA munitions expert at the Oklahoma City Mirror Building. They actually is part of the SAD, or Special Operations Division, SAD we call Special Activities Division, and he turned them down, and we did a 2-hour special talking about that in his book, and documents I received from a munitions expert from Finland, who was contracted by the Port Authority in 98. So look at that video. It's all free. No charge. You can download it, send it to your friends. We have one of the top experts in news analysis. He's usually pretty good. He's not a betting man, but often he's right. We have Josh Bernstein back, fresh from the temple. It is Rosh Hashanah, and of course, Shana Tova for all those people out there. This is the start of their new year. Josh, we have a couple things. They're closing down the Palestinian office in Washington. We have these Woodward book coming out, and this so-called anonymous, so-called senior administration official. I put my bets on it being somebody, that some minor nobody that was appointed by Obama in Oklahoma City to say the Department of Agriculture. I'm just making a guess like that. Your bet is that you think it's Jeff Sessions. Tell us why you think it's Jeff. Besides the lodestar.
Sure, no problem. First off, Shana Tova to everybody. It is Rosh Hashanah. I just got out of temple. I always find it funny when people on the left hate me and then call me a Nazi or a white supremacist just because I'm follically challenged and unfortunately have to shave my head to look halfway decent. But with all that being said, you know, I was in temple, and one of the prayers that they say is to pray for the government and to pray for our leaders. So we certainly want to do that, and I think it's absolutely incredibly wonderful news that on Rosh Hashanah, we actually have the most pro-Israel administration in the history of the United States in President Trump's administration, now closing down the Palestinian Liberation Organization office in Washington, D.C., in order to facilitate them to the negotiating table in order to try to come up with some type of peace accord. I think it's a wonderful development. It's obviously set off the alarm bells and the hatred from the Palestinian people and many in the Middle East. But Israel is obviously certainly in a positive position here because they have an administration finally, after 8 years of being against them, not only for them, but actively proceeding in the peace accords, trying to make it a reality. Instead of having the last 8 presidents fail, we're actually pushing to actually have a peace agreement. And it'll be on our terms, not on the Palestinians. And it'll be on Israel's terms, meaning that we're not going to give up more land in order to come up with some type of peace agreement, because I am certainly not interested in any type of two-state solution. I think that you can get a peace agreement in a much better way and not give up any more settlement areas and more land.
Yeah. Yeah, I totally agree. I think there's a proscription against what's called the abomination that desolates. And to be honest with you, the lands were given to Abraham 3,000 years ago, and I don't think they should be given away at all. In fact, if anything, the state of Israel should expand all the way from the original promised land, from the Euphrates River all the way to the Tigris and Eilat. So as far as I'm concerned, Israel should be expanding, not contracting.
Correct. Yeah, I would agree with that 100%. You know, we fought for the land. We have our independence. We have our homeland. And, you know, we have done everything we can to try to be peaceful with our neighbors. And we are surrounded by sharks, let's face it. On every single corner, Israel is surrounded by its enemies. So there's no reason to detract, as you said. We need to expand or at least stay right where we're at.
Yeah, I think expansion, if not a direct expansion, expansion is a collective of associate nations around it that want to collaborate with the greater good of the Middle East. And we already see that happening with a number of the republics associated, like Saudi Arabia, the Arab Emirates, etc., are now collaborating with Israel to maintain peace, especially in the face of expansive attitude on the part of Iran and the mullahs in Russia, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And look, you know, another thing that John Bolton, our national security advisor, just said today is that he is against the International Criminal Court. And again, anyone that is for liberty and freedom and peace should be against that, because that is an anti-Israel body, without a doubt. They have passed many resolutions that are against Israel. The United Nations is obviously an anti-Israel group as well. So, you know, it's very important that we finally have a president that recognizes these things, recognizes how many of these countries that are part of this quote-unquote United Nations that are supposed to be peaceful and loving and everything else. Meanwhile, they have many countries that support terrorism, support anti-Semitism, and support jihad, if you will, against Israel. So I think that it's wonderful that President Trump has recognized this. And again, as I said, he is the most pro-Israel president we've ever had. So it's very funny when the left calls him a Nazi. They say, oh, he's a white supremacist, a Nazi. And I say, oh, really? Well, let's think about that for a second. He moved the capital of Israel, Jerusalem, to the capital of Israel, number one. His son-in-law is an Orthodox Jew, number two. His daughter, his own daughter, converted to Judaism, number three. Number four, they're raising their children in a Jewish home, in Jewish customs and everything else, and he has more Jewish members of his cabinet than I believe even the Clintons did. So I don't understand when you, and he actually deported a real Nazi a couple of weeks ago. The longest living surviving Nazi in New York City was deported where other presidents didn't. So when you put all of this together, how could anyone possibly say that our president is a Nazi? It doesn't make any sense, and it just goes to show you the futile argument that they have, number one, and number two, just how unaware and uneducated the left are about this president.
Yeah, and what's amazing is they believe the Russian lie over a century ago. If you mud against the wall, some's bound to stick. They forget that this president is made of Teflon.
Yeah, look, Teflon Don.
Yeah.
Teflon Don.
Yeah, that's a good name for him, isn't it? Teflon Don. And actually, the more they throw against him, the more people realize the deep state's real. It involves both Republicans and Democrats. That's why the recent death by glioblastoma of John McInsane, that's his name, and others that are opposing him inside the GOP. What I'm hoping is that no matter whether there's an increase in total number at the House, that there's more House members that are supporting Trump so he can get his agenda done, because he's always succeeding. That's what's driving the left and the right crazy, the deep state inside of Washington, D.C. and worldwide that are controlled from him, tied to the media, is that he's successful. I saw one of the big movie stars talking about this in Life, Liberty, and Levine, and his basic comment, which is really brilliant, is that the reason why the left is crazy is not because of his personality or his tweets. It's because Trump is successful. He says he's going to do something in his campaign, and he's doing it, and he's succeeding.
Yeah, he is. Promises made, promises kept. I mean, the list is very long. The one thing, and, you know, this is a great development. I hope it happens. Recently, I would say one of the main things that he hasn't come through yet, but he's working on, is building the wall. And he now said that the Pentagon.
You know who came up with that idea almost 10 months ago? Me. I said, look, stop messing around. Bring the Army Corps of Engineers in. I know about the Army Corps of Engineers. I took care of the Army Corps of Engineers guys over 25 years ago. These guys are brilliant. You want to build a wall, you want to build water projects and dams and everything, bring the Army Corps of Engineers in. These guys are amazing.
I remember you saying that. So, yeah, you are right. You definitely should get
that. Yeah, and honestly, I don't know why he's... Just put it as part of the Pentagon budget. You know, it's national security. And even bring some of the military in along the border, besides the border guards, which you have. Have it backed up by military, because we have a military invasion. We had a drop when initially Trump came in, about 75-80% in terms of illegals crossing the border, but we had only a trickle of the drop of illegal drugs coming, because they just cut through the fence with a torch, bring their truck loads of the gunnels with drugs, and go to a safe house. So until you bring in the military and have a real wall that actually is not just, you know, fencing from Vietnam, you're not going to stop the drug trade, are you?
You're not. And unless you have a wall, unless you have, you know, the ability to block these tunnels that they're building. I mean, we just found out that they built a tunnel that was going through a fast food restaurant. I mean, it's crazy what they're able to do. So, we've got to have a wall.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Welcome back, and we now have a better sound because we have Skype for Josh. Josh, there's lots of other main topics to cover. We have the Woodward book out. We have this anonymous so-called senior official. We even have some Democrats calling for their to release their name, but actually come forward with all the dirt on the Trump administration. And it's like there's a parallel universe here. How can people, like they say, you know, go to visit the White House and realize how like a well-oiled machine is running, even if there's change in some of the parties? And on the other hand, we have these wackos that are trying to pretend that Donald Trump is a psychotic maniac and incompetent to be president when he's so successful. That's the thing that's driving him crazy, is his success. But it's a parallel universe. It's so bizarre. You have to understand that it's not just Trump derangement syndrome, it's Trump psychosis syndrome. They're not just deranged. Mm-hmm. These people are psychotic, aren't they?
Look, many of them are. I mean, the violence that they are trying to perpetrate against anyone that supports the president, you know, shutting them out of restaurants. We've got Maxine Waters back at it again, impeachment. They're just unhinged. Again, Trump derangement syndrome, Trump psychotic syndrome, whatever it is, whatever word you want to stick in there is really what it's at. And the thing is that I've said this before, this midterm is not really about, it's not a midterm election. It's a 2 year long wait at retribution for the left. They are so angry and so mad that their sick, lying, dying witch was defeated. And by the way, was defeated soundly. I mean, she only won 52 counties. He won over 3,000. I call that an obliteration.
Right.
And so they're so upset that she didn't win. They've never been able to cope with the fact that we won and we crushed them to the point where they have no power. They're helpless. And look, I think it's wonderful. I think the country spoke. And I hope and pray that they don't get back in power, because all they will do is make everyone's lives worse, not Republicans or independents or Trump voters. No, everyone. Because
in fact, Trump has made that statement, hasn't he, that he wants everybody, skin color, race, religion, doesn't matter your background, where you immigrated from, he wants all Americans to succeed and be happy.
No doubt. Obviously, that's the case. I mean, when you cut taxes, you're not just cutting taxes for the wealthy, as they like to say. Everybody gets a break. As a matter of fact, they even raised some of the rates on the 1%, as they like to say when they talk about class warfare. Bottom line is, you know, the way that it works is if you lower the taxes on the people that are creating the majority of the jobs, those people are going to be able to do a bunch of different things, one of which is to hire more people, which is going to expand the base of people that are actually working, which is going to lower unemployment, which is going to take more people off of government benefits, which is exactly what the left doesn't want. So you see, they want high taxes. And the reason they want high taxes on small businesses, which again are 60-65% of the bloodline, the heartbeat, if you will, of this country. They want high taxes. They don't want competition with the government. So they want these businesses to go out of business. They want these businesses to have to, quote, pay more so that they can't hire as many people, so that unemployment gets larger, so their base gets bigger because more people are dependent. I mean, it's a sixth grade math equation, and I love explaining that and exposing that to anyone that is willing to listen, because that is the bottom line. They do not want success, and if they say that they want success, then they're not being truthful, because if they wanted success, when Barack Obama first took over, he wouldn't have done TARP 1 and TARP 2 and then followed it up with a $4.2 trillion extra deficit in the Unaffordable Careless Act. He would have cut taxes. He would have cut spending. He would have reined in the government. He had a wonderful opportunity in 2008 to set this nation on a different course of fiscal responsibility, and instead, he did just the opposite. And he used his ideological and political, philosophical reasons and ways to divide this country more. You know, it's amazing. They say that Trump is divisive. No, Barack Obama was the divisive one. He's the one that caused this chasm that is the size of the Grand Canyon in this country.
Right.
And what Trump has done is tried to bring it together. And, you know, people will say, well, that's not true. They think he's more divisive because he tweets and this and that. No, you know what he is? He is a master counterpuncher.
Exactly.
He doesn't care and hit you first, but if you hit him, he's going to knock you silly. And
right.
Thank God we have a president that is willing to knock his political adversaries silly, politically speaking, of course.
Right. Yeah, I remember even Marco Rubio, when Marco was trying to make nasty comments against Trump on their campaigning. There's some labels that still stick to Marco for the comments
yep.
he made against Trump, right? I mean, that's just an example. Marco must realize, and just like anybody else who attacks Trump, he's going to stick labels on you that are going to stick like, Velcro forever.
Yeah, that is true, and I worry about that in Texas, because, whether we want to, realize this or not, or admit it, this Beto O'Rourke guy could actually win that seat in Texas. I mean, he's out raising Ted Cruz 2-1, 3-1 even. So if you're in Texas, man, you don't want a, open borders, anti-gun, leftist Marxist in Beto O'Rourke, who's running around skateboarding in a punk band and is trying to hide his criminal past and his family's criminal past and his late father's criminal past. His whole family's basically all criminals. And he's trying to come off as the Columbia University rowing team choir boy, Kennedy-looking type of fella. And the reality is he's very, very radical. So, folks, if you're listening and you're in Texas, don't fall for it and start sending some money to Ted Cruz, because what they're doing right now is they're taking the long, drawn-out fight for the nomination that President Trump and Ted Cruz had, and they are taking those, and they're taking all the sound bites, and they're running them on television right now all over Texas and saying, this is what Ted Cruz, or this is what Donald Trump thought about Ted Cruz. And they're showing all of those highlights and all the nasty, vitriolic things they said to each other. And I don't know. I'm worried about that race. I'm very worried about that race. I know it seems unconceivable that Texas could vote for a Democratic senator, but it's happened before in the past, and it doesn't need to happen again. That is a seat we have got to win.
Well, part of the problem is what's called the people who have left California because of all the negative things here caused by the Democrats. And then they go to states like Arizona and Texas, and they try to turn them Democrat. It's bizarre,
yeah.
Isn't it?
It is bizarre. You know, they leave California because the job market isn't as good. The taxes are a lot higher. Their money doesn't go nearly as far. And so what do? They go to a state like Texas that's leading the country in job creation and production and everything else and doing really, really well. And then they bring their left-wing Marxist ideology into Texas, and they're trying to turn Texas blue. Understand this. If every state that was the swing state goes to God forbid,
Can't hear you. The sound's blocking you out on Skype. We'll make that statement when we come back, Josh. We'll be back in a moment with more Josh Bernstein. His website is patreon.com/Josh Bernstein. And again, Shana Tavath will be back in a moment with more analysis of your real world and what's going on.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Welcome back, and of course we have lots of interesting news going on here. One of the stories that you brought up, which I think is kind of funny, is a story about this guy that is being talked about as a street artist. And the reason why is because the first groups of people that are able to change people's worldviews are the philosophers, poets, and comedians, and artists. These groups of people that can change your worldview are the first people eliminated by a totalitarian regime. And we can see the totalitarianness of the left and the rhino right trying to remove people like Donald Trump, who at the front of this article on the Standard is called "He Came, He Saw, He Tweeted." Well, like you say already, Trump is a counterpulture. He's like a professional boxer. If you're a really good boxer, you don't take too many hits in the head. You stay in the range of somebody punching your lights up and damaging your brain. But when they punch toward you, they're opened up to be counterpunched. And that's what Trump does. And, of course, the first thing these street artists are doing, now this guy you mentioned, who's the leading street artist, he's taking out these movie stars and these big people like Jimmy Kimmel, and he's making a fool of them by actually showing the worldview of exactly what kind of twisted minds and philosophies they're pushing.
Yeah, no doubt about it. His name is Sabo, and he's out of California. I'm not going to give an exact location. I'm actually very good close friends with Omar Navarro, who is running against Maxine Waters in their district. I think it's the 43rd district.
Right.
Anyway, he knows Sabo pretty well. He's met him. He's hung out with him and stuff like that. Sabo is a really awesome patriot. And there's an article, if people want to learn more about him, on the Drudge Report. And they're calling him a right-wing guerrilla artist. But he has definitely gotten to the nerve of Hollywood and many leftists. Jimmy Kimmel, Gwyneth Paltrow, Meryl Streep, Hillary Clinton, many others. So he's very brave and he does a really good job of illustrating the hypocrisy of the left, the dangers of their positions and things like that. And it's really an interesting read. It's a long read, but it's definitely worth it.
Right. What are the major stories you're following? Because we're less now than 60 days away from the midterms. This is not just a referendum on what's going to happen to America and the Trump agenda. It's a referendum on the world, because the only nation that can stop the globalists worldwide is America. It's not Russia or China or anybody else. The only one that can stop it is literally Trump and his administration. And that's why I think it's extremely unlikely that it's one of the people, the senior people in Trump's administration, stabbing in the back. It's a minor person, I think. And it's the fact that this is a move of desperation on the part of the left and the right, which are the Rhino right and the PNAC type of people. And what I'm seeing is basically the final death throes of the beast. You want to call it the swamp beast.
Yeah. I don't know if it's a minor figure. Some people are saying that. If I was a betting person, which again I'm not, I would probably put my chips on it being Jeff Sessions. Now, that might be shocking for some people to hear, but the reality is that when he was the first person, the first senator to endorse candidate Trump at the time, and then he put on his Make America Great Again hat and he went to the rally there in Alabama, and he said, in these times, we don't always get the type of president we want or hope, but in these times, President Trump is the right man for the job, and he's going to make America great again. Now, that's not a glowing, ringing endorsement, okay? That's more of a tepid, you know, we really maybe want someone else, but we'll settle for this guy. To me, that's what it seems like, and that was my first red flag. The second red flag was the fact that immediately, once he even had, you know, lunch with Kislyak, which, by the way, every single Democrat in the Senate and House has sat down and had lunch with Kislyak, the Russian ambassador, for him to recuse himself for talking to him and having lunch is ridiculous. But I think it was set up. I think it was a plan. And he then allowed a deep state operative in Rod Rosenstein to then appoint illegally, by the way, Robert Mueller. He's in violation of the Appointments Clause of the U.S. Constitution, to investigate President Trump in the Russian investigation. That was number two. Uh-huh. The final nail in the coffin, and why I think he's never been on the Trump train, is the fact that he still, to this day, has not appointed a special prosecutor to look into the Mueller investigation, which clearly needs to be looked into, as all of the crimes have been perpetrated by the Democrats. Those are my three reasons. I can see him doing this anonymous op-ed.
I could throw a few things that could support that. The first thing is all the evidence that says whenever I see Sessions, his behavior is completely ignoring the Clinton administration, the Uranium One, Mueller Gate, I call it, because if you actually investigated him for covering up of 9/11 and the Uranium One deal and even Benghazi, Mueller's been involved in all three of these. And the fact is, if I was going to say there's an underlying cause, I would say it's very likely that Sessions, although he was campaigning with Trump, in fact, he got very close to Trump, you know, like as it says, keep your friends close and your enemies closer. It's very likely that Sessions, if he does have a skeleton in his closet, it's a pedophilic skeleton. How's that?
I don't know if it's that, but
it's got to be something very dark. In other words, it's got to be something. But I'd say that's the only way I can see Sessions.
I know. But I also think, though, the deep state used Jeff Sessions as a plant, as a setup to feign support in the beginning,
right,
get into a position of power, and then relegate that power to the deep state so that they can prosecute the president. Now, this may sound quirky, that may sound crazy, it might even sound conspiratorial in nature. But in reality, when you put all of the circumstantial evidence together and you build that case, I mean, it's kind of hard to refute, at least in my opinion.
Yeah. Well, I think there's definitely, my guess is it's going to come out in the next week or two. That one way or the other, that they're going to force this. In fact, even the Democrats are wanting him to come forward, because if these quote statements by the so-called senior official are correct and they match up with Woodward's book, which is basically basically very, how can I say this? He's created this narrative story like a fairy tale based on he says, she says, which are two or three states away from the actual person. Like, even when Woodward talked to Trump, Trump said, hey, I'll talk to you. But he kept on missing dates, and all of the other people around Trump, nobody's talked actually directly to Woodward. Woodward is quoting somebody who quoted somebody who quoted somebody. And I'm thinking, why is Woodward doing this? This is kind of destroying his previous reputation as being a valid journalist, but he's not.
Well, first off, Woodward's credibility on this book is about the equivalent of Michael Wolff's credibility on his book on the Trump administration.
Exactly.
Number two, Woodward is washed up. He's a Washington hack. And he's somebody that, you know, his claim to fame years ago is over. His 15 minutes of integrity and fame is long gone. He's washed up, just like the guy that shares my last name, which I'm ashamed of, Bernstein. Woodward and Bernstein are washed up. They're terrible. And all they do is, you know, write these sensational books, whether it's about President Trump or any other figure. They've written books on the Obama administration. They've done it on the Clinton. So, you know, I understand that they've also attacked them as well. But to source people that are not sourced and to say that, you know, allegedly this person said this third or fourth removed from the president just goes to show you the desperation of the book. And I just think that it's a disgrace.
Yeah. Well, the thing is, it's a desperate move in the part when they know 60 days away. I think the Democrats and the people, the rhinos on both sides, the Republican and rhinos that are basically the swamp monsters of the district of criminals they call D.C., they realize that this is their last chance. If they lose the House and don't regain it in the 2018 elections, the Democratic Party, as it's currently constituted, including the socialists, are dead in the water. And they'll either have to recreate the party around a whole new modus, or a lot of the party's going to break off. We can see that with Bernie Sanders Claus. I don't think he's even going to run as a Democrat in the next election. I think he's going to run independent.
This is Fred.
Hi.
Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
All shoppers. So, Josh, I'm very positive about what I see happening. I think that Trump is probably going to do a couple of things, depending on how he thinks the election is going in terms of campaigning. But from what I can see, other than a few hot spots like this one against Cruz in Texas, I think that you're going to see a tremendous number of senators and Congress people that support Trump, even if the numbers don't change dramatically, the supporters allowing the Trump agenda to go forward. And I'm very heartened by the fact he's going to use the Pentagon and the Army Corps engineers to actually build a wall. I'm very heartened by the fact that he actually has now made a deal with Mexico, and Canada's going to straighten up and smarten up. This idea that they can act arrogant, almost like a jilted lover, that somehow Canada's being treated badly when they have a 275 to 330% tariff on milk products, it's like, come on, have a level playing field. I'm sure their farmers in Ontario and Quebec are just as good as people in Ohio. But let's have a level playing field, and if your products and you improve them, it's just called business competition. That's why socialist countries never developed newer, better products. And in fact, the economy of the 20th and now the 21st century is entirely innovative, which is why when Trump's dealing with Xi in China, they don't have an innovative economy. They steal ours and then do minor tweaks to it to try to recreate a new technology and then take over the world markets. That's not going to happen over anymore with Trump. Trump is not going to bend over and take it, is he?
No, he's not, and he hasn't. He cracked down on the, YTE, I think is the name of the company, as a communications company out of China. ZTE. And they deal with, cell phones and communications and things like that. He put a $1 billion fine on that company. He's trying to crack down on their currency manipulation. He's putting tariffs on their products and services. He's just not going to allow America to be the piggy bank anymore for the international community. And, you can't blame him for that. I mean, thank God he's standing up for America, America's values, America's workers. You know, that's something that the left should get behind, the fact that he's trying to protect American workers and American jobs and things like that. So, there's that crossover. Certainly it took place in 2016 with many, I don't even want to call them Reagan Democrats, because the Reagan Democrats are now all Republicans. But let's just say that not the totally whacked out far left, but some conservative blue dog Democrats. I think that's kind of an oxymoron these days, too. I think that their party has gone so far to the left that there really isn't such thing as a conservative Democrat anymore. But I digress. So I think that he was able to win some of those independents and maybe conservative Democrats because of the fact that they want to protect American jobs, they want to protect our border. So there was a universal love there during the election. And I hope that that universal respect for boundaries and borders and keeping American jobs here is still there in 2018. Again, as I've said, if this is a high turnout election, it's not going to be good for the Republicans. If it's a low turnout election, it definitely will be.
Yeah, exactly. I think that this is my numbers, and I'm still kind of going to stick my neck out. I expect around 3 to 6, probably around 4 senators are now GOP, going to be on the Republican side, and up to 14. My numbers are completely different from the so-called pundits in the media and the so-called, but I think you're going to see up to 14 new GOP-supporting Congress critters, I call them. But it may not be the total number change, but the total number that are going to be supporting Trump, because there's a number of Congress people that don't support Trump and his administration and are constantly blocking it. And, and I have a feeling, just look at the death of McCain. If McCain had put his vote, then a good chunk of the health care fix would have already been in. But McCain killed it. And again, McCain is part of this cabal of the power brokers in the district of criminals, along with the Republicans and Democrats. Remember, they'll control you with a dialectic of left or right, but it's all bad, it's all globalism, and it's all tied to corporations and the deep state. The swamp monster isn't just a blue swamp monster, it's a red swamp monster too, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. That's the thing that people need to understand, that the swamp has a purple hinge to it, because, again, it's not just the left. It is many in the establishment right, the rhino Republicans, the fake Republicans, and many of the deep state fall into that category as well. So, I've said this many times before, it's Trump versus everybody. I mean, the only people that support Trump are the ones that voted for him. I've seen that, they're trying to say that his base has been eroded and this and that. That's not true. If anything, the Democrats that voted for him, they probably have gone away from him. But I think that more than half of the independents are still with him, and I certainly believe that the base is with him too. So if you're thinking about this if the election was held, tomorrow, I think that President Trump has a solid, if I had to put a number on it, I'd say it's probably 43% or 44% of the country right now that would, vote for him again without even being asked twice.
I'd add 10% to that, because people that are conservative don't want to talk to pollsters. That's why all the polls were so wrong by a good percentage, around 10%. My guess is I'd add 10% to that.
I actually added the 10% at 44. I think what they're trying to say out there on the left, that it's only 34 or 35%. I added already the 10% because I think it's 43 or 44. So let's just say this. If we already have a base of 43 or 44%, well, we only need another 7, 6.5, 7, maybe 8% more to win re-election. So it's not that far off. I mean,
well,
he's...
Well, here's the thing. 42% of the country call themselves independents. What do you think of that? They're not Democrats or even Republicans. 42% consider themselves independents. Keisha Rogers, for example, is running against Al Green in the district in Houston. She's an independent for Trump. So there's a lot of independents that are actually supporting Trump and Trump's agenda as well.
Right. And again, when you put all this together, so many people are now considered independents rather than Democrats. And, you know, you've got the walkaway movement. I know the left likes to say that it's like a Russian ops thing or whatever, but it's not. There's real people out there that have been woken up, and they understand. I mean, I did a video on it. It's got 80,000 views. And so, you know, there are people that have woken up because the left isn't trying to hide it anymore. See, in the past, they tried to hide their behavior. They had to hide their true intentions. They're not doing it anymore. You see, Maxine, impeach, impeach. You see the Red Hand restaurant throwing people out. I mean, look, the American people, even the ones that are passively paying attention, they understand. They can see with their own, you know, eyes and hear with their own ears what is going on in the rhetoric that's coming out of the left-wing Democratic Party. So I think that that bodes well. I also think, like I said, you only have to win another 7 to 8% more. That's, you know, if you have 2 years to figure out how to hold your 44 and gain 7 or 8% more, that's not that hard to do. As the economy keeps churning and as the promises keep being kept, I think he's going to be in good shape for 2020, very good shape.
Yeah, in fact, I think you're going to see a number of things. I think after midterms, you're going to see a couple of things. Firstly, I expect if Sessions doesn't get on side, he's going to get fired. Number two, I think you're going to see an infrastructure and a series of health bills, not one big megalithic bill like Obamacare, but a bunch of health bills that's going to make health care affordable, including preventive care. The bill to deal with health collectives, so you'd be a small business like our business, Neutral Medical. We can join a large collective and get much better rates than joining something like Kaiser, which is crazy health care. It's, you know, socialized health care like Canada. And what I see happening is Trump is step by step by step going to get the wall built. He's going to rebuild trade relationships. He's going to get rid of tariffs. So it's a level playing field worldwide. And you can see Europe already capitulating after you get the Mexico deal. Canada's going to capitulate. Despite the fact, people don't realize this, but Justin Trudeau doesn't have a lot of support in Canada anymore. People are getting pretty fed up with him. And so he's on his way out. And as far as I'm concerned, the trade deal is going to be made with Canada. And it'll be good for Canadians. The fact is they won't be able to kind of have ridiculous trade treaties where they use America as I call the American teat of, you know, the mother pig, sucking on the teat of America. It's not going to happen anymore. If you want to have a good economy, have a good policies in Canada that don't kill business, like the province of Alberta, where I worked for a number of years, they brought in a new Democratic Party, and they killed the economy, sitting on one of the largest supplies of oil and gas in the world. These idiots in Alberta, with their stupid socialist policies, killed the economy. So unless you get your act together like Trump, and when I hear Obama try to claim that it was really his thing, like he's the savior that brought the economy back during his thing, and Trump's just riding his wave, this guy is out of his mind.
Yeah.
Please, Obama, go on vacation permanently. Do not talk publicly or write any books or do any more, you know, Netflix or anything else, for God's sake. Please just go away.
Let's not forget 80%, too. Not one, two, kind of paid down dreams. And the second largest.
Exactly, yeah. Yeah, two major downgrades in the economy, the doubling the debt. Obama, you are a fool, narcissistic, psychosis. Please stop it.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM-ACAM-A4M of NutraMedical.com and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals initial testing and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations to referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Daigle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.